Hello, welcome to a podcast for The Lancet Haematology, which accompanies our December 2018 issue. I'm delighted to be joined today by Professor Andrea Biondi, whose recent paper looks at imatinib as a treatment for pediatric leukemia. Professor Biondi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much indeed.
So, Professor, what prompted you to look into this particular treatment schedule for the pediatric patient population in this context?
Well, pediatric acute leukemia is a successful story in oncology, but still we do have a subgroup of acute lymphoblastic leukemia with an inferior and sometimes dismal prognosis. And among these subgroups, Philadelphia positive LL is one example. Fortunately enough, the introduction of target treatment against the genes which are involved in the translocation has dramatically changed the landscape of this disease in children and adolescents as well. Before the introduction of TKI, the standard of treatment of this disease was to provide and to give to the patients stem cell transplantation as the only curative method to achieve a long remission and, in most of the cases, the long-term cure. With the advent of the TKI, the landscape was changed. And in the current study, what has been demonstrated, thanks to a very close cooperation among different European countries, considering the rarity of this disease, is that we can spare the bone marrow transplantation to a significant proportion of children by providing intensive chemotherapy plus the TKI, thus sparing and reducing the number of children and adolescents that would need to have stem cell transplantation in order to be cured for this dismal disease. That is the message of the paper.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So could you tell us a little bit about how this study was carried out?
The study was carried out thanks to the cooperation of a European network, which is called International BFM, International Study Group, which is gathered together all European countries and some countries beyond Europe as well. The need of the cooperation relies on the rarity of this disease. To give a figure, we are dealing with 2.5% of the pediatric ALL, so a very rare subset of the disease. And so it's obvious to say that without a close cooperation, it would not be possible to achieve such results in a relatively short time, although it was long enough, but independent by the willing of the countries and the participating centers, by the rarity of the disease.
So what specifically did you find?
We found that if you take 100% of children with Philadelphia positive LL, we can define, based on the early response to treatment, which is the molecular assessment of the early response to treatment, a 25% of children and adolescents that do need to have bone marrow transplantation as a strategy for cure. The remaining 75% can be treated with the intensive chemotherapy plus tyrosine kinase inhibitor. And the 75% that experience this type of treatment, a fraction of these 75% experience a recurrence of disease. And in all cases of these children and adolescents who experience every recurrence of disease, we did achieve a second CR, and to those patients offer the bone marrow transplantation as a second option to be cured. Altogether, these findings reduced to less than 50% the need to proceed to bone marrow transplantation, thus achieving the same results that in the previous study were achieved by giving to mostly all children the bone marrow transplantation as a cure treatment for this dismal disease.
So what implications do you think this finding could have for the future clinical management of these pediatric patients with the Philadelphia positive acute lymphoblastic leukemia?
Well, at the present, this is probably the best we can achieve. So try to reduce the need of bone marrow transplantation, and the need to reduce bone marrow transplantation is to spare pediatric and adolescents for the long-term sequelae that are basically follow bone marrow transplantation. And again, when we're dealing with children, this is a mandatory issue to consider the cure as a full recovery to health, to the best health condition that you can give with your treatment, and accordingly to try to spare as much as you can the chemotherapy, the treatment burden that you are giving to the pediatric patient. In the future, I strongly believe that we have to foresee a further reduction of the need of bone marrow transplantation, and potentially reducing even the toxicity that the combination with chemotherapy and TKI have shown in this study, as in other studies from other cooperative study group of the world. So if I have to foresee the future for the treatment, is to try to offer alternative strategy to the so-called poor risk patient with Philadelphia positive LL, which might even in that category be considered to spare bone marrow transplantation, such as, for example, the use of CAR T. But even in the standard risk PH positive LL, which comprises 75% of the LL, the question now would be to reduce the toxicity burden that the chemotherapy plus the TKI have shown to provoke a significant higher toxicity than what is acceptable. In that context, we are now challenging ourselves, and this is a very important issue, probably unique in the field of oncology, towards a global study which has been already started and which bring together the European consortium and the North American consortium, and we have already started a joint study together in order to assess how much we can reduce the chemotherapy in order to reduce the overall toxicity of the treatment, and in order to expand the potential efficacy of the TKI, which of course has been dramatically change the history of this disease, even in children, as it has been shown in larger fraction in adult patients as well.
Well, it's a very interesting study. Professor Biondi, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much to you.
And you can read it now on The Lancet Haematology online at thelancet.com.